Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. I hope you had a good lunch. Could the standing delegates take their positions, please? Thank you very much. Before we went for lunch, we had just started agenda item 4, and the secretary had just finished introducing the agenda item. And this is how I am going to manage this agenda item. I will introduce the item and ask for any comments. If there are no comments, we shall adopt. And if there are comments, I'll just go to the chairpersons of the respective subsidiary body and seek for any clarification, assistance as necessary. And from the interventions, we shall conclude and adopt or not adopt as the case may be. So if you are already in a session mode, I wish to start with the text from the Codex Committee on Contaminants in Food, Part 1. And maybe I should at this time also remind that the clock hopefully is working. And it's going to be set at 2 minutes. And we wish to demonstrate quickly. And can I also mention that the executive committee last week looked at this agenda item critically. And I can tell you it's a really dedicated executive committee. I love working with that committee. And the outcome of the discussions within the executive committee is contained in Alnom 08/31/3A, and in particular paragraphs 47 onwards. And in that executive committee meeting, the committee, recognizing that the criteria for the critical review were met, supported the adoption of the Codex standards and related texts submitted as Step 8, Step 5-8, and Step 5 by the following committees and task forces. And they are listed under paragraph 47. We have 6 texts from the Codex Committee on Food Additives, 1 from Committee on Food Import, Export, Inspection and Certification Systems. We have 1 from Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling. We have 2 from the Committee on Nutrition and Foods for Special Dietary Uses, 2 from the Committee on Residues of Veterinary Drugs in Residues in Food, 3 from the Committee on Food Labeling, 2 from the Committee on Pesticide Residues, 1 from the Committee of Natural Mineral Waters. We have some from the Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables and from the Ad Hoc Intergovernmental Task Force on Processing and Handling of Quick Frozen Foods. So if the Commission, and I hope the delegates have read the report, if there aren't issues to be raised against the text that I've read, we might wish to adopt in bloc, and then I would go for the ones on which the executive committee had lengthy discussions and further recommendations. So that would be my way of approaching this agenda item, unless there are very serious objections from the room. And in the interest of time, I would look for support from the Commission to approach the agenda item in this manner. And I already see the flag of... what is that? European Community, please.
Muchas gracias, señor presidente. La comunidad europea preferiría que no se discutan en bloque, puesto que nosotros tenemos algunos comentarios para los proyectos de norma que están en estos momentos en el trámite 8 o en el trámite 5.8. Y, por lo tanto, le agradeceríamos si pudiésemos ir con cada una de las normas una a una, siguiendo el orden que se encuentra en la agenda. Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, European Community. The suggestion is we go one by one. Okay, we can quickly go one by one. But Singapore?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I support we should go through this one by one, since these are the most important, I think, job that we have to do at this Codex Alimentarius. And I don't think we should just gloss over it by going it through by blocks. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Singapore. And my understanding is you are also supporting the, you know, running through the document item after item, and that is what we are going to do. Can we then start with the text from the Codex Committee on Contaminants in Food? We have draft maximum levels for 3 MCPD in liquid condiments containing acid hydrolyzed vegetable proteins, excluding natural fermented soya sauce. Any objections to our adopting this at step 8? European Community, please.
Muchas gracias, señor presidente. La Comunidad Europea tiene todavía algunas preocupaciones con respecto al proyecto de niveles máximos de 0,4 miligramos por kilo. La Comunidad Europea estima que antes de que se adopte el proyecto de niveles máximos de 3 MCPD, se debería hacer una evaluación completa sobre la exposición total de 3 MCPD de todos los alimentos, teniendo en cuenta las recientes evidencias científicas sobre la liberación de 3 MCPD a partir de los ésteres del 3 MCPD y su biodisponibilidad en humanos. La Comunidad Europea considera que es importante revisar los niveles máximos de 3 MCPD habida cuenta de la próxima evaluación que realizará IECFA sobre los ésteres del 3 MCPD o de cualquier otra nueva evidencia científica que se haga disponible. Por consiguiente, la Comunidad Europea solicita que se anote su reserva con respecto al proyecto de niveles máximos de 3 MCPD en el informe. Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, European Community. And Thailand, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Thailand supports the adoption of the draft maximum level of 0.4 milligram per kilo for 3 MCPD without delay. This level is technically achievable and is considered safe to protect human health based on JECFA risk assessment. In addition, 3 MCPD has been comprehensively re-evaluated at the 67th meeting of the JECFA and concluded that the main source of 3 MCPD continue to be soy sauce, while contributions from other foods to total dietary intake of 3 MCPD is very low. So I think this should be adopted. Thank you.
Thank you, Thailand. And then I have Philippines, please.
We would like to support Thailand that the standard be adapted at this session. This standard has been lengthily discussed at the Codex Committee on Contaminants based on the JECFA evaluation and numerous exposure studies. I think delaying it will not be productive. Thank you.
Thank you, Philippines, and then I have Egypt, please. Niger.
شكراً سيد الرئيس. ما سترى أنه يمكن اعتبار هذا الحد خاصة أن MCPD ينتج نتيجة العمليات التصنيعية وهو ليس واسع الانتشار كما أن المتناول من التوابل السائلة لا يذكر أو ليس له قيمة تغذوية بالمرة من حيث المتناول منه فيمكن اعتبار هذه المصادر.
Thank you very much. Egypt, Japan, please.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to share the view with Thailand and Philippines. During the discussion of the CCCF, JECFA explains that the intake of 3-MCPD from food other than non-brewed fish sauce was low, and the number of delegations stated that the setting of maximum level of 0.4 milligram per kilogram was technically achievable. And it would reduce the exposure of 3-MCPD, and therefore Japan would like to support the proposal of CCCF. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Japan. And I have Niger and Indonesia. The list is closed. Who's that?
Norway.
Okay. Niger, please. No, it's Niger, no. No, Norway, sorry.
Thank you, Chairman. Norway appreciate the work done with the work done on maximum levels for 3-MCPDs in liquid condiments. And we also appreciate and see the need for these maximum levels. But as the European community, we still have some concerns as regard to the level of 0.4 milligram per kilos. And we think that before the draft maximum levels is adopted, total exposure should be fully assessed, taking into account the 3-MCPD release from the esters and the new scientific evidence that may become available. So, therefore, Norway would also like to introduce a reservation into the report. Thank you.
Thank you, Norway. And then Indonesia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Indonesian delegation would like also support the proposal from the Thailand because this is already supported by the scientific piece from the JECFA. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Indonesia. So we would adopt at step 8 and note the reservation from the European Community and from Norway. Thank you very much. That will be our position. And then can we go to the next one, draft code of practice for the reduction of 3 monochloropropane, 1,2-DAO or 3-MCPD during the production of acid hydrolyzed vegetable protein and products that contain acid HVPs. Any objection as to the adoption of this at step 8? No? Thank you very much. This is adopted at step 8. Then the next one is the draft maximum level of agrotoxin A in raw wheat, barley, and rye. Any objections as to its adoption at step 8? India, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. India's comments are in Lim 9. India had expressed its reservation earlier also at the last CCCF meeting, and we express our reservation once again in light of the JECFA findings, which clearly showed that there was a negligible difference in the risk to human health between the two levels, that is 5 microgram per gram per kilogram and 20 microgram per kilogram. The JECFA recommendations were based on data from the developed countries. It did not have much data from the developing countries, and yet they have concluded the unlikelihood of the adverse impact on dietary exposure. We would like to further state that the risk analysis principles of the Codex have clearly stated that when making a choice between different risk management options, the Commission and its subsidiary bodies should take into account, should take into consideration the potential impact on trade and select such measures that are least trade restrictive. Hence, Mr. Chairman, we would like to support a review of this standard and a level of 20 microgram per kilogram is acceptable to us. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, India, and therefore we note your reservation as you did in the committee. Thank you. Any other observation? Okay, then we shall adopt the draft maximum level of ochratoxin A in raw wheat, barley, and rye at step 8 while noting the reservation from India. Thank you very much. Then the next one is draft maximum levels of total aflatoxins in almonds, hazelnuts, and pistachios for further processing and ready to eat. It's being proposed to be adopted at step 8. Any reservation? Or is there an objection to us adopting it at step 8? No? So we shall adopt this at step 8. The next one is proposed draft aflatoxin sampling plans for aflatoxin contamination in ready-to-eat tree nuts and tree nuts destined for further processing, almonds, hazelnuts, and pistachios, being proposed for adoption at step 5-8. Any objections from the Commission as to why we shouldn't adopt at step 8 or step 5-8? No flags. Thank you very much. Then we adopt at step 5-8. The next one is from the Codex Committee on Food Additives. It's the Food Additives Provisions for the General Standard for Food Additives, GSFAA. Codex Stand 192/1995. We have. Sorry, it seems the chairman's eyes are rather fast and they skipped. I'm sorry, I need to go back to the text from the Codex Committee on Contaminants in Food. And that's the one proposed draft code of practice for the prevention and reduction of aflatoxin contamination in dried feeds, proposed to be adopted at step 5-8. Any objections to this proposal? No? Thank you very much. Then we shall adopt it at step 5-8. And then the next is from the Codex Committee on Food Additives, Food Additive Provisions of the General Standard for Food Additives. There are proposals to adopt at step 8 and step 5-8. Any objections from the floor? European Community, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The EC is in favour of the adoption of this particular standard, but we would nonetheless like to highlight that the use of additives in the preparation of pastas is maintained. We do not recognise in Europe the need for food additives in fresh, dried and pre-cooked pasta, and you'll appreciate we have a long history and tradition in this area which we would like to maintain. Thank you.
Thank you, European Community. And European Community, I just want to make sure I get you right. Are you making a reservation or?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We're not proposing to block the standard, but we would simply like our reservation noted. Thank you.
Thank you, European Community, and that's what we shall do. So seeing no other flag, then we shall adopt this food additives provisions at step 8 and 5. Step 8 and step 5-8. The next one is also from the Committee on Food Additives. Revision of the food category system of the GSFA and number N11, proposal to adopt at step 5-8. Any objections on this? No flag. Thank you very much. Then we shall adopt at step 5-8 as being proposed from the committee or by the committee. Then the other text is also from the Committee on Food Additives, Guidelines for Use of Flavorings. It's number 03-2006 at step 8 and step 5-8. Any objections to this? Colombia, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Colombia quiere llamar la atención en estas directrices para el uso de aromatizantes y recomienda a la Comisión hacer referencia a la clase genérica y funcional de los saborizantes o aromatizantes empleados, ya que para efectos de libre comercio y de rotulado deben tenerse en cuenta. Proponemos dos divisiones: saborizantes o aromatizantes naturales, incluidos los aceites esenciales, extractos, bálsamos o oleoresinas, y saborizantes o aromatizantes sintéticos. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Colombia, and I wonder if this was raised in the committee and whether you're also raising a reservation here. Colombia, please.
Por tiempo y por dificultades de comunicación no lo planteamos en la comisión. Sin embargo, recomendamos a la comisión de que se abran las directrices en ese término para aromatizantes y saborizantes naturales y artificiales o sintéticos, en virtud de las prácticas de rotulado y de libre comercio. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Colombia. Then what we could do is adopt this as step 8 and then invite the committee to take into account at an earliest future time the concerns we have just raised. Egypt, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. فقط هناك تساؤل. هناك مواصفات لبعض أصناف الأغذية تتضمن إضافات غذائية لم تتضمنها مواصفة الإضافات العامة. فما هو الموقف في هذه الحالة؟
Thank you very much, Egypt. That's a question of procedure, and as I said, it's a question of procedure, and the secretary will just be too happy to clarify for you. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A few sessions back, the Commission has took a position that in the future, general standard for food additives should be a single reference point for additives. That means that in the future, the countries wishing to inform themselves about the allowed use of food additives can directly go to the general standards for food additives and find provisions there. However, we are still in a transition mode. A number of food additives provisions are being transferred from commodity standards into the general standards for foods additives, but the work is still underway. That requires the countries that they have to look at both the commodity standard and GSFA to make sure that and read these provisions in conjunction. There are also cases where the products covered by one commodity standard does not have a corresponding food category entry in the general standard. And in this case, it is not possible to automatically transfer the food additive provision from our codex commodity standard into GSFA. But this question is now being looked at by the Committee on Food Additives. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, and I'm sure Egypt is comfortable, and I think we are now in a position as a commission to adopt the guidelines for use of flavorings at step 8 and step 5-8, and we also invite the Codex Committee on Food Additives to take into consideration at the earliest opportunity the concerns raised by Colombia. And Colombia, just to be sure we capture what you presented, could you write it on a piece of paper? Thank you very much. Then the next one is revision of the Codex class names and the international numbering systems. That is Guideline 36, 1989. And there is a proposal to adopt this as Step 8. Any objections? Very much, it's all support, so we shall adopt at step 8. The next one is amendments to the International Numbering System for Food Additives, Guideline 36, 1989, proposed at step 5-8. I see no flag. From the high table, we have observed some corrections to be made, and I would invite the secretary, please, to address those corrections. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On this particular point, we have noted that the European Community and Japan have submitted comments, and they are rather the suggestion to correct evident errors. Therefore, I think the Commission would have no problem in correcting those errors along the lines with their written comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. Then we shall adopt at step 8, taking into account the correction of errors as proposed by the European Community and Japan. Okay, thank you very much. Then we go to the next one. It's amendments to the other one is specifications for the identity and the purity of food additives arising from 6th-8th JECFA meeting. And the proposal is to adopt at step 5-8. Any objections? No? Thank you very much. Then we adopt as step 5-H. And then the next text is from the Codex Committee on Fish and Fishery Products. Draft Code of Practice for Fish and Fishery Products, Live and Raw Bivalve Mollusks and Lobsters, and the Relevant Definitions. Proposed to be adopted at step 8. Cuba, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Cuba quiere hacer una observación en este texto porque en cuanto al apéndice 2, proyecto de código de prácticas del pescado y los productos pesqueros, crudos y langostas, definiciones pertinentes, en el texto en español, apéndice 2, 2.9, langosta, se ha utilizado el término desbarbado, que ha sido tomado de la palabra en inglés trimming. Esta palabra no aparece en los términos que están normalizados para el pescado, los mariscos y los productos derivados en el idioma español, y Cuba propone, para la mejor comprensión de los países de habla hispana, que se utilice el término recorte, que se aproxima al sentido de esta operación tecnológica del proceso de elaboración de las colas de langosta. Realizamos similar comentario para que el término descascarado que se utiliza para los sectores agrícolas sea sustituido por otro que tiene más sentido a los efectos de la pesca, que puede ser pelado o separación de la masa del caparazón. Nos parece que este cambio es imprescindible para la comprensión de la norma en el idioma español. Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Cuba. Thank you for bringing that to our attention, and we shall make those changes in the Spanish version. I think it will make it clearer. Brazil, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. De acuerdo con la posición brasileña presentada durante la última sesión del Comité de Pescado y Productos de la Pesca este año y registrada en su informe, Brasil no está de acuerdo con la adopción de este documento por la Comisión, considerándose el texto del párrafo 13.1.2. En este sentido, la delegación brasileña sugiere que sea mantenido el texto original como presentado en la Alinorme 08-315A en respuesta a la CL 2008-5-FFP. Actualmente, señor presidente, la base científica del Códex para los aspectos correlacionados a la agua clorinada que entra en contacto directo con el pescado y productos pesqueros fue establecida por documento técnico preparado por la propia OMS durante la sesión del comité en el año 2000. En aquella sesión, el representante indicó que y subrayó que agua clorinada hasta 10 miligramos por litro es largamente utilizada en el sector de procesamiento pesquero. El representante concluyó que, a pesar de la recomendación de trabajos adicionales sobre el tema, la evidencia científica disponible no indica cualquier necesidad de cambios en el nivel recomendado por el Códex para la agua que entra en contacto con el pescado. Por lo tanto, señor presidente, la delegación de Brasil sugiere que sea mantenido el texto original o que la sesión vuelva al comité para que se discuta este punto. Cambios en los niveles oficiales del Códex de cloro libre ya establecidos solo deben ocurrir con base científica, una vez que no hay evidencias de peligros significativos para la salud involucrados con el uso de niveles de cloro adoptados actualmente. Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Brazil. Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Argentina desea intervenir simplemente para decir que apoya lo señalado por Brasil.
Thank you very much, Argentina. And Colombia, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Apoyamos también la propuesta de Brasil, dado que, como en ocasiones anteriores, se podrían estar estableciendo precedentes de cambio de niveles cuando hay evidencia científica en un sentido y se cambia a otro sin que las haya. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Colombia. And then I have Indonesia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Indonesia delegation also would like to support Brazil's position, because I think in this case we should have scientific evidence or a scientific study, and we suggest to FAO or CEFA to study for this. Thank you.
Thank you, Indonesia. Mexico, please.
Sí, señor presidente, simplemente para respaldar la posición de Brasil, las pruebas científicas son las que deben, sobre todo, sustentar cualquier tipo de cambio. Por lo tanto, la delegación mexicana respalda la posición brasileña. Gracias.
Thank you very much. Before I take more flags, I recognize the Costa Rica one and India. But can I go to Norway, please? And can the chairman of the committee come up and tell us whether it was raised and discussed in the committee, please? Norway, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Fish Committee had a lengthy discussion on the use of chlorinating water in fish processing establishments, and we had opposing views on which levels that could be accepted in this proposed code of practice. We are a little reluctant to referring to the draft work of FAO-WHO on the guide on the use of chlorination in fish processing. And we're hopefully looking forward to this spring expert meeting dealing with this question, because the Fish Committee were very aware of meeting the same discussion opening another code of practice for the crabs. So we found, however, with exception of the remarks from Brazil, a consensus in the Fish Committee to be somewhat more restrictive than the outlined proposal that we now have heard from Brazil. But due to the several comments that we are now listening to, we might go forward by taking another look at section 13.1.2 in the code in the forthcoming session of the Fish Committee, taking on board also the comments from the FAO expert meeting that has been held in between. And my suggestion would be that we would leave the other parts of the code of practice pending at step 8, so that we reopen only the discussion on section 13.1.2, the hygiene control program. Thank you.
Can I go to Costa Rica, please?
Gracias, señor presidente. Nuestro comentario es en relación a apoyar la posición de Brasil y avanzar en el tanto el Codex mantenga el uso de parámetros en sus normas sobre la base científica. Gracias.
Thank you, Costa Rica. I agree with you. We're based on science. India, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We would like to support what Brazil, Argentina, and Mexico had said. But what Norway suggested, I suppose we could move on with the adoption, accepting that portion. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, India. And then I had Cuba, please.
¿Le toca Cuba? Sí, en este sentido, Cuba quisiera. Primero, es claro que no estamos en condiciones de aprobar una parte del código, por cuanto los temas de higiene no han sido suficientemente comprobados. Cuba apoya la propuesta de Brasil, apoya el planteamiento de que efectivamente debe volver al comité. Por lo tanto, pensamos que lo más razonable en este caso es que vuelva a ser llevado el tema completo al comité, porque muchas veces estos temas de higiene influyen nuevamente en el contexto general del código y que se traslade el tema para el nuevo periodo de sesiones del próximo año. Muchas gracias.
Thank you, Cuba, and the European Community, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The European Community fully supports the adoption of this standard, including the provisions of chlorinated water. We'd like to recall that the agreement was arrived at in the Committee on Fish and Fish Products following long and constructive discussions, and a consensus was arrived at. And it's unfortunate now that it appears to be coming somewhat apart. So if it's a question of referring the provisions on chlorinated water back to the committee, we would like to see the entire chapter returned and not just this particular aspect in isolation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Togo, please. Togo.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Pour avoir participé à la dernière réunion du CCFP sur cette question, je soutiens la proposition de la Norvège qui était la position de tout le monde quand on était réunis en Norvège.
Thank you, Togo. And then Guatemala, and the list is closed. Guatemala, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Guatemala se quiere unir también al apoyo a la postura de Brasil porque consideramos que debe prevalecer lo técnico. Gracias.
Thank you very much. And if I listened very well to the chairperson, the problem is, consensus could not be reached on subclause 13.2, and that is with the lobsters. But there was a consensus on the other issues. So logically, it would have been it's more of a common sense that we adopt the rest of the text except the area where there was no consensus, and that is on subclause 13.2. I have the flag of Uruguay. I had closed the list, but this is a privilege.
Gracias, señor presidente. Mi opinión es esto que usted está planteando, apoyar la posición de Brasil, pero con el criterio de Noruega de pasar solo esa parte al comité nuevamente.
Thank you, Uruguay, and I see European Community is not happy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, I think you've summarized it very, very well. We're not happy. Let me recall the discussions in the Fish and Fish Products Committee, where this was approached as a package, and European Community agreement to that package was conditional on the provisions of chlorination of lobsters. Now, as I stated earlier, that appears to be unravelling. So in those circumstances, we are now the party being isolated, and I'd recall that we represent a very substantial interest and a very large number of members in this context. So we would like to once again reiterate our position that this entire issue be dealt with as a package and that the issue of chlorination not be isolated and returned to the committee. Thank you.
Norway, I think you can now bail us out. My understanding is the issues on bivalves, they were consensus. And now we have issues on lobsters. And on lobsters, whether we should accept part or not accept any part and return it to the committee. Norway, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As we have heard, no objections to the draft code of practice for live and raw bivalve mollusks. I take it for granted that we could adopt that part of the code of practice, leaving for further discussion only the code of practice for lobsters. The relevant section that are now in section 13.1.2, which has clearly been outlined by the EC in Brazil, will come to the Fish Committee's table next session, also when we are discussing another code of practice, namely the one for crabs. So it was a package solution where we tried to find consensus on the phrasings for the use of chlorination, but it's more work for the Fish Committee to take on board a new discussion on the whole code of practice for lobsters. I would recommend that we only open for discussion on what is now at stake in 13.1.2, but of course the committee will do as the commission decides. Thank you.
Thank you, Norway. Then can I get the sense of the commission, and we are going to suggest that we adopt the part on live and raw bivalve mollusks at step 8, and return the whole part on lobsters to step 6. European Community.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I can only repeat our deception and disappointment that the very constructive participation of the European Community in the previous discussions in CCFFP has now been undone. I repeat, there was a consensus on the adoption of this particular standard as a package, with a reserve from only one member. We have now completely undone that process and refer back to provisions on chlorination of lobsters, which essentially our agreement to the other provisions was conditional on the chlorination of lobsters being essentially deleted and dropped. So we feel very disappointed, and we'd like that noted in the report. Thank you. It seriously undermines, frankly, the credibility and work of the Fish and Fish Products Committee. Thank you.
Thank you, European Community. And, of course, we have listened to what the chairperson of the committee said, and we have no reason to doubt his observations, which reflect what transpired in the committee meeting, and would very happily wish there could have been consensus on all requirements of the code, but this is not the case, and majority would also have wished that there was consensus. It's not the case, so we would record the reservation from the European Community, as you have rightly said. So we would adopt the code on live and raw bivalve mosques at step 8 and return the code on lobsters and relevant definitions to step 6. Thank you very much. That will be our decision on this text. Then the next one is the draft standard for raw and live bivalve mosques. It's been proposed to be adopted as step 8. Any objections to this? Cuba, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Cuba desea hacer un comentario en este proyecto, en la versión en español, y es referido a la cápita 1 en el ámbito de aplicación, que se ha utilizado un término que consideramos inapropiado, y es el término desbullados, que Cuba propone que sea sustituido por abiertos para la mejor comprensión en la lengua española. Gracias.
Thank you, Cuba, and I hope the secretary can check on that. Any other observation on this? Cuba, can I come back to you, please? And could you repeat slowly and indicate, address specifically which part of the text you want the words to be interchanged?
Nos referimos a la cápita 1, que específicamente trata del ámbito de aplicación de la norma, del apéndice, y donde aparece claro la utilización del término desbullados en la versión española, y proponemos sustituirlo por abiertos. Gracias.
Thank you, Cuba. That will make it more clearer. Any other observation? No, then we adopt the text at step 8 with the correction in the Spanish version as it has been raised by Cuba. The next text is from the Codex Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables, and is a draft Codex standard for tomatoes to be adopted at step 8. Any objections from the floor? No, thank you very much. Then the text is adopted at step 8. The next one is draft codex standard for bitter cassava at step 8 again from the same committee. India, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. During the discussions in the Codex Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables last May, India had raised this issue of concerning the diameter of the cut in cassava root at the distal end, and had proposed that the diameter at the distal end should be reduced from 2 centimeters to 1 centimeter to allow the defense mechanism of the produce to fight possible infections and prevent the possibility of increase in cyanide content. This proposal was made taking into consideration the need for human safety. However, this suggestion was not accepted and our reservation was recorded. We would like to reiterate that the Commission adopt the reduction of the cut at the distal end from 2 centimeters to 1 centimeter in the interest of public health. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, India. And then I have Cuba, Costa Rica, Australia,
Nigeria.
Australia. Please, if you want to raise your flag, I'm closing the list.
Australia.
Yeah, I'm not. So the list is closed. Can we have then Costa Rica, please?
Gracias, señor presidente. Tengo una observación de forma únicamente por el momento.
y es en relación al nombre del texto en el Alinor 08315. Ahí se habla de harina de yuca y creo que el nombre del texto es el proyecto de norma del Códex para la yuca amarga, no harina de yuca. Tal vez si pudiesen revisar esta observación. Gracias.
Thank you. Costa Rica, is it again a problem with the translation? And okay. Thank you very much. That will be taken on board. Cuba, please.
Cuba quería referirse en primer lugar a esta observación de Costa Rica porque hay un evidente error, porque no hablamos de harina de yuca, hablamos de yuca amarga. Por lo tanto, es imperativo que hay que cambiar el nombre porque cambia el sentido de lo que hablamos. En segundo lugar, nos parece que las recomendaciones de las secciones 6 sobre el etiquetado con el nombre de yuca amarga en los envases destinados a la venta al consumidor y las instrucciones de preparación que aparecen en el punto 6.1.2 deben ser aún más elaboradas y deben ser hechas de una manera no solo instructivas y de observación de buenas prácticas, tomando en cuenta que es obligatorio en el caso de la yuca amarga desechar el agua de la cocción, porque esta agua no puede ser utilizada como en el caso de la yuca dulce, porque el hidróxido cianogénico es soluble en agua y es elevadamente dañino para la salud. Por lo tanto, más que una instrucción de etiquetado e identidad, proponemos al Códex que se busque alguna fórmula por la que lo cual quede bien claro para el consumidor que en ese etiquetado y en esa práctica que queda escrita no haya ninguna duda de que esta agua residual en ninguna situación puede ser utilizada por ninguna persona para ningún uso. Eso le preocupa mucho a Cuba. Y en otro lugar, también pensamos que se deben acelerar los trabajos que viene realizando el Comité de Contaminantes de Alimentos del Códex en relación con los residuos de la yuca amarga para que queden muy bien delimitados. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Cuba. While you are sorting it out at the high table, Australia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Australia does not oppose the adoption of the standard, but we would wish to emphasise that it is a standard for trade and does not indicate a safety limit. I think the comments about food labelling are very pertinent and initially went to the Committee on Food Labelling for a suggestion. We are aware that the wording from Vegetable Committee has not returned to the Food Labelling Committee. We do not wish to stand in the way of adoption of the standard, but we would reassert that that the levels contained in the standard are not for safety reasons. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Australia and Cuba. You are raising technical issues. Please, Chairperson of the committee, I will soon come back to you, and after listening to Nigeria, please. Nigeria, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for giving Nigeria the opportunity to make its comment. The Nigerian delegation feels strongly and opposes the adoption of this standard at this point. In view of the fact that sufficient discussions and understanding of the processing method for bitter cassava is needed, the delegation of Nigeria proposes that the draft standard for bitter cassava be stepped down. This is because Section 6.1.2, under the preparation instruction, undermines the safety concerns of bitter cassava. This section does not convey the correct preparation method, which is critical to the safety of bitter cassava. Bitter cassava is not consumed directly after cooking. It is usually processed further to break down the cyanogenic glycosides, depending on the intended end product. And for the information of the session, Nigeria consumes cassava as a staple food, and standard is about safety, and we feel strongly that this section should be sent back for further discussion. Thank you.
Thank you, Nigeria. Mexico, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Referente a los comentarios que han hecho sobre el Comité de Frutas y Hortalizas, sobre el estándar de cassava, quisiera primero referirme a los comentarios de Nigeria. El tema fue ampliamente discutido durante el comité y se llegó a la conclusión que si hablábamos de un proceso posterior y se daban más instrucciones, tendríamos que referenciar el estándar a que fuera un estándar para harina de yuca en lugar de yuca amarga como tal. Recordamos en el comité que es para estándares de frutas y hortalizas frescas y las provisiones que se consideraron fueron poner la consideración que se eliminara el agua de cocción y que no podría ser utilizada para ningún fin posterior de consumo humano. Está puesto en las instrucciones más precisas o que llevaran a más procesos. Están más allá del mandato del Comité de Frutas y Hortalizas Frescas y es por ello que se tomaron estas previsiones y por eso se aceptó el estándar como está. Referente al diámetro expuesto por la delegación de India, se consideró que para facilitar el que en un futuro la norma de yuca amarga y yuca dulce pudieran fusionarse en una sola, deberían de considerarse las mismas previsiones y dado que los 2 centímetros de diámetro incluyen el centímetro propuesto con India, se consideró aprobar en medida de lo posible lo más para estándar a lo que era el estándar para yuca dulce. Gracias, señor presidente.
Botswana, please. Angola.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to say that the bitter and the sweet cassava, the processing methods are different, and I want to support the idea the Nigerian delegation put forward. I think the committee need to consider critically the processing methods. The processing methods are different, so I think it should guide the committee in this standard. Thank you.
Thank you, Botswana. Angola, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Angola delegation would like to support Cuba comments.
Thank you, Angola. And the last one is Indonesia, please. No, sorry, that is Singapore. Singapore.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We are not in the business of producing cassava, or bitter or sweet. But I think, judging from what has gone on, this commission cannot afford to come up with the standards that ignore the safety of the product, the finished products. So I would strongly support the delegation from Nigeria and others in putting this back to the committee to have a properly assess, describe the procedures in the processing of the products, because there are certainly a difference between sweet cassava and bitter cassava, and I don't think we can be party to coming out with a standards that allow the production of unsafe products for human consumption. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Singapore. India, before I come back to you for a second time, and again, Mexico, can I ask the Secretariat to clarify some of the issues, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Listening to discussion, we are talking to different points, and there seems to be some misunderstanding in the room about the scope of the standard and the question. Mr. Chairman, with your permission, I would like to request my colleague, secretary of this particular committee, to clarify a few questions. Thank you.